What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall. Chance of showers into the afternoon.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. Chance of showers are in our future, but you know what? I'm going to be providing you with an umbrella today to avoid those heavy downpours. Daryl Bradford Smith coming to you live and direct from central France, where we are ablaze with information, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it is a difficult slog every day to do this work. I've shared that, my frustration with this job every day, and I want everyone to know that I do this for free. I don't get paid. I've never been paid. I never will be paid for this. This is my gift to my country and to the world. And I sure could use your help. You know, if you go to my website, there's a place there to send a dollar or $2 even. It doesn't matter. I could use a couple of bucks. I have massive, I mean, and with a capital M, massive phone bills that I absorb myself. And that's fine, but I certainly could use the help from my listening audience to maybe offset just a couple of those things, because they're really knocking up my family's finances pretty badly here. And anyway, Eric, I want to go right back to you, Eric. Let's continue on in the vein that we started here in the last hour with outing a few more of these people. Let's go to Skolnick and Lenny Bloom. You know, you and I, you did a broadcast with me with Lenny, and I do remember the nonsensical stuff that was coming out of Lenny.
I only remember when I started mentioning that Kennedy, the Zapruder, remember Abraham Zapruder, I tried to bring up how I think he was there documenting the murder. He knew about it, and I don't think he liked that talk. But I know what you mean. A lot of these people are vague and mysterious, but what they all seem to have a tendency to do is stay clear of people like Zapruder and the Zionist connection. Just, you know, it's always, you start bringing those subjects up, they jump in and interrupt and switch the topic to something else, and a lot of what they say is kind of vague and confusing, and I think that's one of the problems they have. You know, when you're lying all the time, how can you be real clear? How can you be real specific? It's
well,
a problem.
He starts with this Marshall McLuhan nonsense, and you know, up is down and left is right, and if you feel that the up is over the left and the right's on the top of the nine, you know, the North 40, and then by the time you get done listening to him, you say, what in the hell did he just say?
Well, there's a lot of them like that. Even that Chaim Kupfenberg, he writes a lot of stuff too, a whole lot of words. You read through the whole thing, it's like, what did I just read?
Well, you know, we've got him out, and I don't know if Skolnick started off as disinformation, but he sure as heck has been signing on to a lot of the crap. And the crap, let's talk about the crap. Let's talk about Mr. Hennigan and Stu Webb here. You know, Stu Bum Webb, as I call him. This guy, you know, is just knucklehead central. Let's talk about Mr. Knucklehead here.
Well, what's interesting is if you look into people like Stu Webb, you get on the internet, you'll find these amazing controversies, accusations flying every direction. Would be with him, with Mike Rupert, with, I think Rupert's in this one, Ted Gunderson. You'll find all kinds of accusations involving things like not just 9/11, but pedophilia and all of that, where you can't make any sense of it. The accusations, it's like if you were to draw them, you know, put all the names on a piece of paper and say, okay, this guy's accusing this guy of this, this guy's accusing this of this. After a while, it looks like a plate of spaghetti. And you can't make sense. And I think this is one of the reasons, one of the ways they get away with their crimes is that it's overwhelming to any individual person to follow it. You know, you think, oh, let's make a wall chart. I'll put all the names up there and what they're all saying, and then I'll figure it out. But it's so intertwined and that you can't. Who's got the time or resources?
Well, let's do this one then. Let's do this, and you said this to me before, and I agree with you totally. When we do talk about the truth on The French Connection, which is every show, we try to stick to the basic truths that we can prove. Marvin Bush, working security chief, they carted away all the evidence immediately after. They confiscated all of the documented filming from the FBI. They were insider trading coming in out of Israel in the amount of 100 hundreds of millions of dollars. They told all the executives from Jewish companies that day in the building not to show up at work. We've got lots of, how about the building, pulling building 7, all these other, okay, we talk about the simple stuff that we can just look at and find the proof of it immediately. That's simple. Now, even if these people are not fully disinformation, they're muddying the truth so badly that they need to be ignored.
Right. This is one of the problems, that even if they're being honest, they're incompetent, in which case they should be removed. People say, oh, well, we shouldn't criticize people in the 9/11 truth movement because it disrupts the movement. But that's nonsense. That's like, it's cleaning your house is what it is. It's getting rid of these incompetent people, the liars, the criminals. If somebody is going to muddy the water simply because they're stupid, they should be removed on those grounds. And we should leave behind the people who are really going to say something that's worth listening to. If we allow these people to continue, and there's so many of them, if we allow them to continue, it's just going to make things worse. It makes us look bad, because when other people then say, well, I'll look into the 9/11 incident, chances are they're going to go to one of those guys. They're going to find their documents on the Internet, not the ones that make sense.
Let's talk about one of them that gets a lot of press. Millions of people know him. He's actually promoted on the mainstream press, and that's Scott Ritter. Now, Scott Ritter does a great job of the truth when it comes to Iraq, as far as I've been able to see. In other words, he's been genuinely forthcoming in news about Iraq. And now, that leads people to believe that he is a genuinely truthful guy. Let's take a look at his positions on 9/11. What are his positions, Eric? Do you want to tell the public what they are?
Well, what I've heard on his speeches, there's some speeches of his on the Internet. What his speeches are talking about is how basically it's all Al-Qaeda. And, you know, it's like the official government story. I haven't talked to Scott personally. I haven't personally talked to him or met him. But I just know from his speeches available that he's basically promoting the story of the government story when it comes to 9/11. And
well, let me tell you, I know that I've had personal conversations with him, and he told me the 19 hijackers brought those buildings down, and that Silverstein meant to get the people out for their safety, not to pull the building for demolition. The guy is a sack of crap when it comes to that. And, of course, we've pointed out in the French Connection that the whole crux of this truth movement hinges upon us exposing the Zionist plot behind 9/11. And we're going to get into that plot later in this broadcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to that. But the fact is, he carries part of the truth with him as a banner that he can get a mass of people behind him. And then when he comes out with the crap on 9/11, people believe that he's being genuine. Now, the stuff he's saying is absolutely proved as false. Now, why would someone do that? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. This guy was caught trying to solicit children to come and watch him masturbate. That's exactly what happened, isn't it, Eric?
Well, that's what the news reports are showing. And so, well, who knows what? That was what one of the girls he was talking to. Who knows what the other one he wanted to do with? But it's interesting if you listen to Kay Griggs, because she says when you go into the military, they start looking who's got the problems, who's got an emotional disorder that we can take advantage of. So he may have been spotted, just like she says. They may have found, oh, here's a guy has a tendency to go after little kids. And so that may have been, he may have been under their control for years. And that, because if you look at, you do a look on, a search in Google on Scott Ritter, you're going to find that years ago there were accusations that he was spying for some country, Israel, Russia, who knows what, while he was in Iraq. And so this could have been going on years before. When you catch somebody, you know, in chat rooms with little girls, and then he gets caught by the police. You know, most people, the first time they did that, they'd probably be scared, they'd be trembling, they'd be going home saying, that's the last time I ever do that. Well, he did it a month and a half later. It's possible he's been doing it for years.
Well,
and that was just the first time he got caught, because think about it. How often do you get caught the very first time?
Well, I would assess probably never. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to come back, and we've got more people to discuss here on the French Connection, and then we're going to lay out what we've got plotted out for what's happening, and you got to stick with us. We've got much, much, much more to expose here.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl Bradford Smith is here. A little sidebar on that Berkey water deal, ladies and gentlemen. If you tell them, call them right now, save your hide with clean water. If you tell them Daryl Bradford Smith sent you, you can get a free sports bottle, or you can get another free gift. I believe it is potassium iodate and the best discount that Berkey Water offers, the number one best. So just tell them Daryl from the French Connection sent you, and you'll get that. Eric, I want to go right back to you. You know, who's the latest one that we've got? What's her name?
Lisa Pease is another one that's now after I put that article up on your site about how to get away with crimes, become a crime fighter, she sends email to me and Jimmy Walter and who knows how many other people because she didn't like my remark about how maybe Gary Webb's suicide was actually murder and that Mike Rupert might be covering it up. So she tells us that, in that she sends this email about how she actually went to Gary Webb's funeral and talked with the family and Mike Rupert. And she's certain that he shot himself in the ear. The first shot was through his ear and went through his cheek. And this is not fatal. This only hurts. She says it hurts like hell. And then, you know, after Jimmy Walter read that, he sends back a reply and she tries to justify by saying, well, you know, he used to smoke a lot of pot. And so now she's saying, well, because of that, the pot, you know, he couldn't feel the pain of the first shot really that badly.
Now, this was a 9mm, wasn't it, that he shot himself with?
I can't remember what the gun was, but
it's a big caliber gun.
Yeah, so she's claiming he shoots himself in the face, but because he had smoked a lot of pot, you know, he didn't really notice. It wasn't really that bad. The pain wasn't that bad. Like marijuana is a magic painkiller? I mean, come on. And here, who is she? People might wonder, well, who is Lisa Pease? Well, when Jimmy Walter funded this new European tour, which was in the summer of 2005, he invited me and Christopher Bolin, William Rodriguez, a few other people, and Jenna Orkin was one of the people he invited to speak on the tour. But a couple weeks before the tour was to begin, Jenna starts grumbling, oh, that Christopher Bolin, he might be an anti-Semite because he works for a newspaper where there's an anti-Semite working there. And besides, she says she'd rather talk about peak oil because 9/11 is not that important anyway. So she got dropped, and Lisa Pease ended up taking her place. Lisa has written books about the assassinations of Kennedy and other people. So, you know, she's claiming to be an expert on assassinations and murders and crimes and corruption. So we got this Jenna Orkin replacement, Lisa Pease. And the only thing I can really remember of her is when she was trying to convince me and Bolin that Michael Collins Piper is totally wrong when he says there's a Zionist connection to Kennedy's assassination, and that we're totally wrong about any Zionist connection with 9/11. It's the same thing. You'll see this over and over. Don't look at the Zionists. Don't look at Israel. You're wrong. You're wrong. You know, there's no discussion. They have no questions like, well, why do you think that? It's immediately, you're wrong, I know this, you're wrong.
So let's talk about why we think that, Eric. What do you know about the people immediately after this event that were brought into custody or brought under suspicion or deported? What happened?
Well, there's about 120 Israeli art students who were arrested right after 9/11, but the trouble is they never actually went to trial. They just quietly were sent back to Israel.
Now, what was the speculation or the proof or the evidence pointing to as to what they really were doing as a job?
Well, what you know, the speculation, of course, is that they were really working on things like 9/11. They were here undercover as art students, you know, pretending to be students, pretending to be here just to learn how to paint a picture or something. But in reality, you know, they're young men. They could have been the ones that were helping out, arranging 9/11, possibly planning the explosives. I mean, there's enough of them, 120 at least. I mean, you got plenty of guys here now. And so they could be watching things like the FBI, making sure no one exposes them. They could be watching those terrorists, you know, making sure that they're getting in their flight lessons like they're supposed to. And you see, if you look closely at who tries to defend them, you'll get remarks like, because people noticed that, you remember the terrorists that were taking these flight lessons? You remember how there were remarks that there were Israelis living right near them and practically following them around? Well, Wayne Madsen writes, if the Israelis were stalking the hijackers, they would have also likely known about their interest in the World Trade Center. So what Wayne Madsen is trying to tell us in his article about these Israeli art students is that maybe they were trailing the hijackers because they suspected they were going to do something nefarious. I mean, this is nonsense. If they were following the hijackers, it wasn't because they suspected that Al-Qaeda was going to attack America. It was because they were protecting them and monitoring them and guiding them along. And so, and you got enough guys here to do this. You got a lot of them following the hijackers around. Possibly some of them are just installing explosives in the towers. And then when they get caught, there's no trial. They're just quietly shipped back.
Now, didn't they actually have some movers involved as well, moving companies?
Well, the moving company, I think it was Zim, I forgot the name now. They had a company with a strange building, no windows, in New Jersey. See, this is another good cover. And it's a good cover for several reasons. First of all, you can just say, well, they're temporary labor. They're just here from Israel for a while. But because they're a moving company, they have an excuse to have trucks hauling stuff around, you see. So you can have trucks running in and out of the World Trade Center. If someone says, what are you doing here? We're just moving some stuff from furniture. We're a moving company. So they can easily move tons worth of equipment in and out of the building, and nobody would ever say, well, wait a minute, I want to see. How do I know there's not explosives in those packages there?
Well, now, let's get to that. Was there not an investigation of some of the vehicles that these groups had used that showed bomb residue or explosive residue present in some of the vehicles?
Well, the five Israelis that were dancing, see, most of us had heard about the five dancing Israelis. What I didn't realize until I talked to William Rodriguez, that was on our 9/11 tour, and this brings up another interesting issue I'll tell you later about, but Rodriguez says there were reports that these guys were not just picked up for being suspicious, but they had traces of explosives in their van and Arab clothing. And so what it looks like they were doing is when they were dancing as Arabs and hoping to be seen. They were doing it on purpose. They wanted people to see them, take some pictures perhaps, and then call the police and say, oh, look, there's Arabs dancing around as the towers get hit. Well, they got caught, so that story got blown. But see, what's interesting is what Rodriguez mentioned this. I hadn't really heard all the details about the Arab clothing, and neither had Christopher Bolin. This is one of the other things you'll notice. When you put people together, you'll start realizing there are different pieces to the puzzle that we all have. And this is what the 9/11 so-called truth seekers are trying to stop. They don't want all this group. They don't want the meetings. They are really trying to stop them. And they try to disrupt the meetings. They're not really trying to get the information out. They're not really trying to get us to talk to each other. And they try to separate each different crime. The 9/11 crime, they separate from Oklahoma City, from Kennedy. They don't want us to realize how closely linked they all are.
Well, when we come back, we're going to make those links, Eric, and we're going to make some further juxtapositions on many of these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us. The French Connection is off of the hook.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The Nutramedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID, and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the new world disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time only on GCN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841. Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
Scotch and soda, but in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I?
And ladies and gentlemen, do I feel high? Ladies and gentlemen, we are going for the top today with my good guest and my good friend, Eric Hufschmidt. Eric, I want to get right back to you. You know, we've got the connections. We've got the truth on our side. We've got the simplicity of our evidence on our side. We keep it streamlined. We keep it simple. We keep fighting with these people. It always leads back to three groups. Elements within our government, both FBI, CIA, and the elite banking and industry and military, goes back to MI6 and the British government and the elites over there, and it goes back to Israel in all instances. I can't remember a single bit of evidence that does not have those people's fingerprints on it. Now, of course, they do employ useful idiots and criminal elements from Middle East countries for their cover. But the orchestration of this is always to those three areas, isn't it?
That's what I see. And you'll see that most of these so-called truth-tellers are avoiding the British involvement and the Israeli involvement. And I'm trying to put it all on the CIA or a couple other people. And it's interesting when you realize what Kay Grigg says, that the CIA is sort of a bogus. She uses the word bogus. And see, this is why the CIA would be such a good group to blame it on. Because if you look at them, you might find most of them are just office workers. And so what they're really doing is they're shifting the blame away from the real people onto basically a dead end if you were to investigate it. And it's just so pervasive. It's not just Lisa Pease. It's not just all these others, the Madsons, the Flaccos, the Carlsons. Even Webster Tarpsley, who was also on our European tour, has a book, 9/11, The Synthetic Terror, and Made in the USA. Made in the USA? I mean, it wasn't made in the USA. It was made in the USA, Israel, and Britain. But it's always this. You see the same pattern over and over.
Now, is Webster Tarpsley a useful idiot, or just...
I don't know. On the tour, you know, Boleyn practically started yelling at the guy, because... What do you mean, made in the USA? What do you mean by that? I mean, that's wrong. Your title's wrong. I mean, I don't know. I personally don't trust any of these people, but I always give a lot of people the benefit of the doubt and assume they've just been tricked into thinking this. But, you know, he's a little too intelligent. He probably knows what he's doing. See, a lot of people, you've got to look at what they're saying. They claim to be top-notch investigators, and yet people like you and me who... You know, we got things to do. I got to make a living. We in our spare time can see more about what's going on than them who claim to be these top-notch investigators. You got to realize something's wrong with this picture here. You know,
we've gone down the road of how this is all being taped together by these people, and we've also seen that they're using massive amounts of money to control the political process as well as the investigative process, as well as all of the organs of power that these three governments possess, including military, including black ops, including all of it. What is it, is their goal? I identify their goal as power and control. I don't see necessarily there's a, you know, they may want people to believe it's Satan involved and everything else like that, but I more gravitate toward the fact that these people, they may be evil because they have no conscience, sociopathic, but I see power and greed and avarice and control as their issues.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting when you mention the they. This is the other thing you'll find most of these people never get into is who the they are. You know, it's vague. It's the New World Order or the military-industrial complex or the Illuminati. I mean, who are they? And it's like you said, it's the three primary groups seem to be some Israelis, British, and Americans. But and the bankers, you know, they'll forget that. And the media people, the they, that's the other thing they never talk about. Who are the they? And I agree with you. What it is it's world domination. It's control. And the they are a lot of these media executives, a lot of the Zionists, a lot of the, who knows, some of these rich families, the monarchies in Europe, some of them are probably part of it. But what you also don't know is what role each of them play. Because, I mean, I doubt if the Queen of England has a real important role. I can't believe she's being called in for decision-making. You know, a lot of the monarchies may support it on the grounds that, you know, it'll help maintain their monarchy, but I can't believe a lot of those people are major players in the decisions. So there's a lot of people.
Doesn't seem like she's got the brain she was born with. Now that might be a ruse as well.
No. I mean, I think these people will be fooled to go into it. You see, from their point of view, they may prefer to support this, but they're not major players in it. You see, this is where one of the problems when you're trying to figure these crimes out is you got to remember there's a lot of people involved, and they're not all decision makers. There are people like George Bush who are little more than hand puppets, and then you've got other people that may have a role, but you know it's still not that big. The people at the top, the real masterminds, seem to be more of the Zionists. I think they've kind of like dominated this group. It may have started 200 years ago or whatever by the Rothschilds, but I think that it has since been taken over pretty much by them, because I think they've been basically outsmarting the rest of them.
Well, I see that they're coming down to their end game, and because the internet, I think the internet was a surprise to them, because they work long-term goals, don't they? I mean, they don't work on a short-term time frame. And I think when they were designing their plans for this decade and the one that just preceded us, the 1990s and now, they didn't have the internet as such a big player, I don't believe. And I think they've made a real serious error in their calculation, and they've been playing catch-up in their psyops to try to stop the growth of the truth, haven't they?
Yeah, and I don't think they expected computers to do so much either. You see, now a computer is sitting in my house by myself with a computer. I can make DVDs and publish books by myself. It doesn't take much anymore. And so one person can do so much to stand up to them that could not have been possible even 50 years ago. And so they didn't expect the technology changes today and the internet and there's other people out there. There's individual citizens, you know, passing out videos and DVDs. There's a lot of information on one of those little discs. You know, when they pass that out to their friends, they're putting out a lot of information.
Well, the fact is, you know, we on this particular broadcast are not huge. I mean, there's not that huge a listening audience any given evening. But it's not in the original part of this show that we have our largest impact. The fact is that when people come to IamTheWitness.com or they go to Peercast or Podcast or any of these other places where these files can be seen, we end up having a very serious multiplier effect, don't we, Eric?
Oh, yeah. That's what people have to realize. They can help simply by passing out these files, these websites. That can do a tremendous amount of help, because what it is, it's information. They're controlling the media right now. They're controlling the history books, the libraries, the public libraries. And so they can be undermined by individuals just saying, here, check this website out. Listen to this audio file.
Well, when we come back, we're gonna delve into our plan to kick these guys' fannies. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I think we do have a shot. So when we come back, Eric and I are going to discuss just how much of a chance we have.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com, or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, live and direct, that's the way we go here on the French Connection. We are coming to you hard and fast with the truth, with the accurate stuff, with the hard-hitting facts. And my guest today, sharing those facts, is Eric Huffschmidt, author of Painful Questions and a video that is really powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And you can get that video on his website, Huge Questions, or on the French Connection website by going to IamTheWitness.com. You know, Eric, I want to go back to you. You know, look, the fact is we do rely on word of mouth. We are not linked into by very many places. I mean, the fact is you can't find the French Connection's website on a lot of places. I mean, we're not on Madsen and we're not on these people's places. We are basically a grassroots. We don't want their help. We want people to do it individually, because I think this is the organic way. I mean, look, we keep it simple. We keep it powerful. We keep punching them and hitting them and knock them, you know, cutting them out at the legs. We're getting rid of the bad guys. What more can we do, Eric?
Well, that's about all we can do. Just encourage people to spread it around and start realizing that what they got to realize is this New World Order business. I mean, if you look at the stories of John DeCamp, that, you know, if the stuff is accurate, and it does look accurate. I mean, these people think entertainment is raping boys. I mean, if these people get control of this world, the human race has really reached the lowest point probably it's ever been in. We got to let people realize, you know, this is a serious issue here. The crimes, the corruption, this is, it's beyond belief. And so, and it's up to them to spread this information and get rid of all of these incompetent people, the suspicious people. You know, if they don't have something to add to it, tell them to get out of the way and let someone else do it. And, well, and you stand up to them.
You know, I don't expect that, you know, look, I have been, taken for a ride by, as a useful idiot in the past. And I'll, well, let's bring up another guy we outed, Carl Schwartz. I mean, I put him on my radio show more than once, twice, even three times. The guy is a grifter. He is good at what he does. He carries a lot of people with him. He's smooth, smooth as a baby's bottom, this guy. And yet he has outed himself by his own errors. And, you know, you call up this supposed millionaire's business, and it's his voice on the answering machine.
And he doesn't even identify the company.
Yeah, and he doesn't even say Patmos. I mean, come on, Patmos, nanny, nanny, boo-boo technology, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a break. This guy couldn't buy he couldn't buy a candy store, and he's talking about he was fighting for the control of WorldCom. What the
hell? Oh, I know. It's sad because a year ago he was giving people the impression that he was a super duper millionaire, really wealthy. You know, now he's embarrassing himself because he's making the mistake of mixing up G. Gordon Libby with G. Gordon Liddy with Scooter Libby. I mean, and he's trying to make it sound like he did this on purpose in the latest email I ended up getting. I mean, people have to realize these guys are not leaders. They're not telling you anything you didn't already know. They're not. They're actually, their stuff is nonsense. And people need to be pushing them aside saying, get out of here.
Well, we are starting to do that. And, I mean, you know, there have been other people who fought this same fight about getting rid of the ne'er-the-wells. And you know, the truth is that I don't get help from anybody, Eric. You don't get any help. The interesting thing is, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, they're flying to this show or to that thing or to this conference or to that stuff, and Jesus, you know, I can't fly down to my corner store over here. I'm running out of money.
This is another clue. If you look at who's doing this, there is a lot of money back there. This is, and people say, well, the Bushes, it's the Bushes or the Cheneys. Do they have that much money? And then you look at people like that Dove Zuckheim, who was involved in the, what was it, $1 trillion disappearing from the Pentagon?
Yeah.
And then you got the Rothschilds and all these other bankers. You got, who's ever doing this has more money than Dick Cheney and George Bush and Rumsfeld. See, this is another clue. When you look at the phenomenal amounts of money going on to cover this thing up, this is not just a small group.
Well, hell, Eric, how come nobody's offering us any money, man?
I don't know. Maybe we're not enough problems. See, one of the interesting things about this is interesting to think about, is they may not even look at us as being all that bad. They may be, because when you think of a football team, when you're losing the game, you don't necessarily get mad at the people beating you. You might say, come on, guys, we got to do better. Get your act together. They may be saying that, too. They may be looking at us and thinking, come on, look at these guys. Look at them. They're coming after us. Let's get our act together. We might spur them along, for all you know.
Well, I mean, you've got a conspiratorial way of looking at things. I mean, I'm a little more simplistic. I think, basically, they're trying to consolidate, but they've got a lot of problems within their own organizations. That's what I see. I see that, you know, there's probably elements and pockets of resistance for, you know, hey, look, when power's involved, man, there are people vying for it, and they're not all on the same page, it seems to me.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think their biggest problem is. This is true of every organization, every family, every country. It's always the members are their biggest enemy. You are your biggest enemy. I am my biggest enemy. Every organization, it's their employees and it's their people that are their biggest enemy. It's not the outside. And this is the mistake everyone's always making. They're always trying to say America's biggest problems are these outsiders of some sort. But it's not. It's the American people.
Wow.
And their organization is going to fall apart possibly because of them.
Well, we're going to have a big finish when we come up, Eric. Come back, Eric. You know what? This has been a real seminal work here for the French Connection, because I've had you on many times, but we're really starting to heat up the old frying pan here, and we're tossing a lot of people around inside it. It must be getting hot feet right about now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more from Eric Upshman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close up this show today with my good friend Eric Hufschmidt with a request from Eric. But before we do, I want to let everybody know we're going to out another bad guy tomorrow. His name is Reverend Jesse Jackson, that dirtbag Rainbow Coalition inside bought and paid for potato head, Mr. Smoothie Boy, who it looks like has been getting, you know, getting his palm greased for time immemorial, and we're going to out him tomorrow. But before we do that, Eric, you know, I want to let everybody know how they can help us, because of all the shows that I've listened to, and I mean, I may be, you know, I'm being a little prejudiced here because it's our show, but I think we're kicking more rear end than anybody is. I mean, we're just putting it in their face, Eric. And I want to let people know how they can help us. What do you think they can do to give us a hand? Eric?
Well, there's different ways of helping. Sorry, I hit the mute button. There's different ways of helping out. They could either just pass the information about the website and the audio files out. They could, or like you said, buy. If you're going to buy a product, buy it. They could buy it right from your site. But the most important thing to do is tell people and get it get it to more people, so that it's not just this tiny little group. It's the numbers. We've got to get the numbers up. If more people talk about it, then more people will be able to deal with it. And they have to remember it. Don't get depressed. It's going to be hard. But you just once in a while, email a radio show or a newspaper and just let them realize you're getting tired of their nonsense. And you're tired of them promoting the stupid ones, the stupid people, the deception. So I would say,
I got to tell you too, you know, and this is no big thing here, but it is for us. You know, we don't have a big budget, but I sure as heck could use a buck or two. I mean, stick it in an envelope. It'll cost you probably most of it for the stamp. But stick a buck in there and ship it to me. The address is on the website. I got huge phone bills, Eric.
Oh, I know.
And, I mean, I got a family to try to support here, and I'm not a rich guy, and the fact is, neither are you. And we're scratching along here, and if we're going to do this on the way we've been doing it, I mean...
Oh, I know, they need some money. But see, and they can get DVDs right from your site. The $3 each with shipping included, if you buy a pack of 20. I mean, that's with shipping. And so people who want to get the information out, I mean, you could get it for your meetings, get it for your friends.
There it is, Eric. You know, this is not about me trying to pay a big mortgage with the money. This is not about you making money on your 9/11, painful questions.
Oh, you couldn't make a living off this.
It's just not happening, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not being supported by a person anywhere. Fact is, we're kicking their butt for free. And that's, I mean, think about all the millions they've spent, and here we are. We're ripping them a new behind, and we're doing it on a budget, and it's just unbelievable. The fact of the matter is, I couldn't be happier to have a webmaster like you, Eric, and a friend. You know, we've got some big stuff coming up. I think these bad guys aren't going to stop here. I think this implosion over here in Europe is just the beginning. I think we've got a depression coming, and it looks like all the signals are all there. So. I'm going to tell everybody right now, you know, get yourself prepared. Get a water filter, because that's going to be important. Get yourself a little bit of extra food in the house. Keep yourself informed. You know, bring your family closer to you. Watch out for the bad guys. You know, and keep heart. Take heart. What do you think, Eric?
Well, yeah, because remember, things will improve in the long run. There may be temporary bad times, but look at the human race during the past 2,000 years. We do improve. If we get more people to help, it'll improve faster.
Thanks, Eric, and we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.